This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Bernstein and Harris.
Jarrett Payton.
Marshall, you've done a really, really good job.
Middays 10 till 2.
You guys have become the perfect match, man. It is so much fun to listen to.
There's probably some steps skipped in the very beginning, just in terms of building the foundation.
Gotcha.
Some of the things that you have to have... and what I believe to operate at a high level in this league, even as a rookie. And I think that was accelerated probably a little bit.
Yeah, Ryan Poles sharing his thoughts from the combine where he and an army of bear staffers are trying to figure out who's doing what and how well for the next few days, Dan. And, you know, the focus really hasn't been on the draft because, you know, Ben Johnson keeps talking. So we haven't had as much of him perhaps saying, you know, who they're going to take. Not like he's going to share state secrets or anything. But when Ben Johnson's talking as much as he has, all the focus is really going to be on that. And maybe that's a nice little, you know, opportunity for them to not distract, but certainly give something else for us to talk about. And Ben Johnson has not disappointed, whether he's talking about how much he squats or the fact that he would give up a testicle for a Super Bowl championship.
Not one of his, though.
No, that's what they asked him, what body part. He said it was the question that had been proposed about, would you sacrifice a Bears fan's life for a Super Bowl championship? And he said, what if I just give up a body part of mine? And then he says okay.
Well, I mean, that's stuff.
He has three kids, so he doesn't need one of his testicles.
I'm much more interested in...
And that's probably another reason why he should stop talking so much.
Because
stories of that.
It doesn't bother me. Like I say, there's no downside to it if he just wants to try to get out there and have fun and make headlines. He was with CBS Sports, however, getting really specific about Caleb Williams' first season. Because remember, he said that they were going to sit down and watch the first season together. The first season of this particular show, and
Supercut.
They were gonna. It sounded like every play,
right.
And that they were gonna listen to. They say, "What's in your head here? What are you being told?" Because they've got to go back sort of forensically and figure out what all those mistakes were too, and say, "Well, we're not doing it this way. We're not doing it that way. You didn't see this right, and here's why." So this is his discussion of how they can improve their quarterback.
He had a solid rookie year. You know, there were ups, there were downs. When you watch the tape, the talent flashes each and every single game. I think he grew as a player from the start of the season to the end. And what I'm encouraged about is we're going to get a very coachable version of Caleb going forward. If you look back at it, really, it was probably the least successful year he's had as a quarterback for a long time, if ever. And so he is determined to be a great one in this league. And so I'm really encouraged with the fact that he's going to come in here this springtime, open arms, and be willing to learn everything that we can possibly load up on him.
What are tweaks one and two that you want to make with him, whether it be mechanics, X's and O's, the sort of scheme that you're going to have in there? What are, when you were watching the film of the Chicago Bears, when you were going against them and watching Caleb, what are a couple of top-level things that you got to go in there and work on?
It all starts before the snap, in my opinion, with the quarterback position. And so when you look at it, it did not always look natural for him going from the college offense to more of a huddle procedure, get up motions, shifts, cadence. And so little things like that, I think naturally it's going to slow down immensely for him going into year two, but we're going to look to put a little pressure on him that way so that we can speed up that process. Once we get that down, then we'll load him up with volume of pass concepts and things of that nature.
Again, college offense to huddle procedure. Snap counts, motions, shifts, cadence.
I love that it's all organized. I love that it's repetitive. I love that the message is crystal clear. He knows, and I'm sure they've already talked about this to a degree, right? But the fact that it's being hammered home through the media, everybody understands this is the page that we are on. That's not just a message for us. That's not just a message for the fans. That's a message not just for Caleb Williams, but for the entire offense. Think about how frustrated those members of the offense were last season at different points of the season, right?
Starting in training camp
with
this stuff.
Yes. And they didn't address it. And that's why I wish I knew when Ryan Poles said, you know, we skipped steps or however what he said. This is evidence that they're focused on this thing to be corrected more than anything else.
Put all this stuff together. When we saw on the NFLPA survey that Matt Eberflus was finished last among all head coaches, in large part because he didn't listen to the players and he didn't listen to the leadership council. What were the players and the leadership council telling him early in the season?
Accountability.
But specifically with the offense, the quarterback, and everything that was going on with the problems they were having doing these things. Everything that they talked about, when all the hiccups in training camp that everybody could see in the open parts of practice, where they couldn't get plays in properly, everything was disjointed because of huddle procedure, snap count, cadence, motions, shifts. This has been, the fact that this was so pervasive and on Ryan Poles' watch, like, why wasn't this fixed? And it makes me retroactively unhappy to know that, like, this was going on. The players were shouting it from the rooftops that this all needed to be fixed.
It's funny because when we hear about the players talking about accountability throughout the season, right? At first, I'm like, well, which players are they talking about? And you hear maybe it's the quarterback and they're not holding him accountable. But at the end of the day, you know who it was they were talking about? They were talking about the head coach. The head coach is not being accountable for holding people accountable. The head coach is not being accountable for the decisions he made in-game. It all went like a flow chart back to Matt Eberflus.
Yes. Yes. Everything led back to Powdered Toast Man. And finally, they decided that he was done. And But I always say this, it comes out after the fact, and which is why when players do start to say things and when captains start to say, oh, maybe this, maybe that, when Cole Kmet can't wait to pull up a reporter aside and go, this sucks and this sucks and this sucks. And DJ Moore is like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like that's our job, to try to tell you, listen to what they're saying. Listen to what this all means. It means there are enormous problems here. And it took them too long to get some of this stuff fixed. You know, we had a bunch of people yesterday who, when we were talking about huddle procedure, and texts like, who cares how they break the huddle? Who cares
what?
About any of this stuff? I'm telling you.
I missed that text.
That sounds like high school. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
and that's why it's not high. It's the opposite of that. High schools don't teach the same amount of nuance to diagnosing what a defense is going to do. In the NFL, from the moment you break the huddle and you look across, there are things to be learned. And all the great quarterbacks start on they're taught how to start learning these things. Some never get it. Some are just too unaware and too bad or too dumb. But some who aren't can say, where are they standing? Why are they standing there? When I motion somebody here, why did they move or not move? Who moved and why? Who moved over a gap? Who took a step backward? They're ahead of it. By the time the ball is snapped, as Tom Brady said, by the time the ball is snapped, he's got you. And that's where you want it to be. That's the stuff that Ben Johnson's talking about.
I think too many people, when they hear the term reading a defense and a quarterback can't read the defense, they think that they're talking about everything post-snap. But there's more than enough pre-snap to tell whether or not the quarterback is seeing things correctly and able to read what's in front of him.
Those are different times in the chess match. Post-snap is different. Usually, you can get a clue as to what post-snap is going to look like. But one thing that Caleb is going to have to learn is how to snapshot things. And if they're going to use more play action, and I understand why they didn't. I think the Bears ranked last in play action used. And part of that is asking a young quarterback who hasn't played in a pro-style offense to turn his back to the defense, to sell that fake, then to pick eyes up and know what he's seeing and why he's seeing it.
Yeah, you got to know where you're going to go. That's the bottom line.
But, and you have to know where the defense is trying to make you go, what they're trying to make you think you're seeing. And if they're going to use as much play action, I'll say this about Jared Goff. And I know that they're needling him and having fun with him and the whole thing, but Jared Goff is very good at that. Jared Goff is great at selling that fake, and he's great at coming out of the fake and having a good idea of what's in front of him.
It helps when you have a good running game that's a threat also when you're dealing with play action. So, again, back to the offensive line for the purpose of figuring things out going forward. We've got free agency, then we've got the actual draft, and that's going to be a large part in whether you're even going to be able to sell. Even if Caleb Williams is making the right decisions, if you don't have the personnel in front of him to get the job done, it's not going to matter.
Right, but even independent of that, you can, with play action, you can make an...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
No, average offensive line look really good.
You can make things happen that normally wouldn't happen.
You can buy a little bit of time. You can cause indecision. You can begin to win the timing battle even before a block is thrown. If you're doing it right, everybody lifts everybody. It isn't just, well, you got to keep us all clean back here to do what we have to do. If you've got a well-timed offense and a well-spaced offense, it makes the blocking easier. And if you know pre-snap where you're trying to build those open spaces, whether it is layers between the lines of the defense, over, you know, in front of the linebackers, or over the linebackers in front of the safeties, back shoulder stuff where you are you're using routes to stretch the field and guys come back on their stems. By the time you come out of that fake, you've got to know I've got enough room or I don't have enough room to deliver this ball. And that's my expectation of why this could get so much better so quickly.
Yeah, I think some people would argue your expectation is complicated versus, or I'm sorry, too high versus a very simple, and this should be the basic expectation. And I think, yeah, that should be a basic expectation, which you just explained, with a guy like Ben Johnson now in charge, and he says he's got all his lieutenants and everybody he wants in place. This should go a certain way, and if it doesn't, that's telling.
We got a little bit of breaking news here. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. ESPN reports Cubs second baseman Nico Horner will not go to Japan with the team to open the season next month. He is still recovering from flexor tendon surgery, and he'll stay back to continue his rehab.
That was presumed on my end, but yeah, I understand it's official news. So now you've got no Matt Shaw, no Nico Horner. You need half an infield reserves to figure it out, which gives them some flexibility to figure out the back half of their, or the back end of their roster. But at the same time, you need to have guys who are going to be good, especially when you're playing the Dodgers. Nobody's it. You're not playing just like nobody. You're playing the Dodgers.
This segment's brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. When we come back, Ben Johnson was asked about his energy level and just how it's like you're everywhere all at once. How is this going to translate to your actual coaching? So he talked about it. He talked about everything. So we'll talk about that next.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.